We're here in KSOM. We're talking high school boys wrestling as the Harlan Cyclones gear up for more wrestling action this coming week. And talking now with the head coach for the Harlan boys wrestling team, Adam Bendorf, here on KSOM. And coach, winter break is over. It's back to work. How are you feeling about your team coming off a break?
Good. Yeah, I think we, you know, sometimes it's nice to get that little bit of a break, kind of get to regroup and just come back ready to go.
What were the things that you tried to emphasize the most over winter break to get yourself ready for this second half of the season?
You know, we just talked a little bit about just how, you know, wrestling season's kind of split into two, you know, with the winter break right in the middle. You know, we had about 6 weeks before and 6 weeks after. And, you can do anything for 6 weeks. You know, I mean, you can push yourself pretty hard and really improve yourself in 6 weeks, I think. We just talked about, you know, making some new goals and recommitting to just working hard. And, you know, we also talked a little bit about trying to alleviate some of that stress and pressure of wins and losses. And we're just really going to just focus on, you know, just effort, just getting out there, working hard and doing what we can. And the victories just kind of come along with that. And they don't have to weigh so heavy on you.
Well, the victories have certainly come to Jesse Jen so far, 15-0, won the Glenwood Invitational, the Riverside Tournament, the Dan Hill Invitational, doing good to start the season for him at 126 pounds. What has worked the most for Jesse so far this year?
You know, Jesse has been wrestling for a long time, and I think a couple of things that are really kind of paying off for him this year is he's just not cutting as much weight. I feel like he's just really kind of embracing the fundamentals a little bit more than he has in the past. He's always been a very funky, you know, wrestler, great in scramble situations. But I see him kind of leaning towards, kind of more of the fundamental moves rather than going straight for the scramble, you know, which I think is paying off. I think he's kind of proven that that's working pretty well for him.
Who were some other guys that have really kind of stood out for you at the start of this season?
Well, of course, Spencer Fink and Reese Coke. Honestly, all the seniors. We just have a handful of just some tough, solid seniors that have been wrestling for a while and, are just kind of excited about wrestling for their last year, you know. And we also, you know, we've got Chayton Sneathan. He's been doing pretty good for us, too. I'm kind of excited to have my son Brody's coming back. He's been kind of dealing with a little bit of a hip injury and whatnot. So he started practice a couple days ago. So we'll see what we can get him doing as well.
What kinds of things have you seen from Brody in terms of his ability and what he can do on the mat? And I imagine coming off injury, it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, you know, and to be honest too, he just was kind of hesitant. He wasn't sure if he really wanted to wrestle this year. But you know, you got to try to not lean on him too much as a coach and father, you know, it just puts you in a tough situation, but, he had some other coaches that encouraged him. And I think he ultimately just decided that it'd be good for him. You know, hard things just help you develop, you know, just as a person, they help you develop resilience and work ethic. And so I think it's going to be good. In the historically, Brody has been probably one of the hardest workers in the room. That's just kind of his nature. He just is a hard-nosed kid that just puts in the grind. He just works pretty hard, brings good feel to the wrestling room, you know, just kind of brings that intensity. So I'm excited to have that back in the room.
Were there any matches that really stood out the most for you in the first part of the season by anybody, just big wins, upset wins, or anything like that? I mean, I think there was a match that Nick Goebbels won that really clinched a duel match, I think, earlier in the first half. But just any kind of matches that really stood out to you?
Yeah, that match in particular was one that does stick out to me. Another one was probably one of Jesse Jens's matches. He wrestled a kid from Nebraska that I think is ranked number one in Nebraska. And I felt like I felt like Jesse did really well against him and ended up pinning him. So that was a big win. I think that always helps to boost confidence. So that was a good one.
Tell me about the Nick Goebbels match. Was that the duel against Shenandoah that
you're going to put me on the spot.
I think it was an 8-4 win over Landon Fuller, if I'm not mistaken, where he ends up getting the win to clinch that duel.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That was against Shenandoah. And I remember last year we lost to Shenandoah, and it came down to the last match, too. It was really, really close. That was a big win for us. As far as our duels are going, I think we're doing really well this year. I think we've only lost one duel so far. So hopefully we can kind of get our lineup a little figured out a little bit more, so we don't have quite as many openings and kind of keep that going. But
what does a win like that do for confidence sake for Nick? I mean, one of the last things, you know, the matches, duels that you had before the winter break. I mean, he's his record right around 500. So to get a win like that has got to be inspiring for him.
Oh yeah, and I think it kind of gets the whole team kind of hyped up a little bit, and that's always exciting when you have those close matches or in a duel. You know, it just kind of brings a new twist to the importance of a win or loss, in that sense. But again, just going back to it though, I really don't want this second half to focus too much on the wins and losses though, just because I can just put a lot of pressure on kids and it can be a little bit debilitating, I think. So I think we're just really going to just focus on ourselves, just focus on what are we doing? What effort are we putting in? How hard are we working? And just worry a little bit less about the competition and just go out there and have fun and do our best, and be okay with that, So.
So you got coming up, you have the Harlan Triangular, which you're hosting your first action back on the mat this coming Thursday, the 9th. Then the Tri-Center Invitational after that on Saturday. So that's big. What do you expect from the competition upcoming here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, our triangular here, it's our first and actually our only home duel this year. And so I think we're planning on getting the spotlight going and which always makes it a little bit more exciting for the kids. And so, yeah, I think it'll be good. It'd be a good way to just start off the second half of the season and just kind of get us hyped up and ready to just grind it out for six more weeks.
Well, absolutely.
No, I think we're done 5 weeks, but.
Yeah. I mean, you really got 4 weeks here left of duels and tournaments and so forth before districts. I mean, the conference tournament is on the 1st of February and then shortly after that. So kind of as we talk 5 weeks from today, just about. So what is going to be the message to the kids over this next month to try and get them ready to get them at peak performance by the time districts roll around?
Yeah, this time of year, we're going to start working out a little bit in the morning too, trying to really build our cardio and our conditioning and be able to go out on the mat with confidence and knowing that we've kind of just done our part, that we've worked for it and that we've made the sacrifices and there's a lot of satisfaction just that comes from just that preparation. And then, regardless of whether you win or lose, you just kind of know that you did everything you could and you can be okay with it, So, yeah, we're going to work hard.
Well, busy times coming up. We'll be keeping an eye on, of course, all your wrestlers with updates throughout as we go along here. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck on the mat here this coming week. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Adam Bendorf, head coach for Harlan Boys Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.